The U.S. Forest Service is set to close regional offices across the country, and that means some workers in Wisconsin will have to relocate or leave the service entirely. It's Monday, April 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, regents at the universities of Wisconsin still aren't saying why they may move to fire the system's president.
President Rothman has tried to work in the middle and find compromise between the legislature and the regions.
And ahead of tomorrow's election, Wisconsin's Supreme Court candidates are making their closing arguments to voters. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
A union leader representing U.S. Forest Service employees in Wisconsin says workers may have to move to keep their jobs. As Danielle Kading reports, that comes as the agency announced this week that it's shuttering regional offices.
The Forest Service is closing 9 regional offices, including in Milwaukee. Work will shift to 6 operational service centers, one of which will be located in Madison. Brian Haas is president of a local union with the National Federation of Federal Employees. Haas estimates the reorganization will affect around 50 employees in Milwaukee.
They may have to move and or have their position description change in order to stay employed with the Forest Service.
Trump administration officials say changes will bring the agency closer to communities they serve and improve forest management. Haas says more people will likely leave the agency. Federal workforce data shows Wisconsin lost more than 100 Forest Service employees between federal fiscal year 2025 and 2026. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Regents at the universities of Wisconsin are still holding their tongues when it comes to why the president of the state's public university system may need to step down. Late last week, news outlets obtained copies of letters from UW President Jay Rothman. In those documents, he said he would not retire or resign, despite being told that a, quote, unidentified majority of the Board of Regents wanted him out. GOP Representative Amanda Nedweski is vice chair of the State Committee on Colleges and Universities. She says she suspects regents of trying to oust Rothman because of his willingness to work with Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature.
I've seen on multiple occasions where President Rothman has tried to work in the middle and find compromise between the legislature and the regions.
UW regents are appointed by Wisconsin's governor. Nedweski thinks regents may be trying to act now before Democratic Governor Tony Evers completes his final year in office. In the waning days of Wisconsin's Supreme Court race, conservative candidate Maria Lazar and liberal Chris Taylor are making their closing arguments to voters. Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor was in Green Bay on Friday, rallying supporters at the Brown County Democratic Party headquarters. She said electing her to a 10-year term would grow the state's liberal majority on the court. She says that will protect Wisconsin's elections from federal interference.
And that is going to hold and resist the efforts of the federal government to come into our state and to take away and infringe on our independence as a state.
That same day, being last Friday, Lazar visited the Eau Claire County Republican Party headquarters and touted herself as the candidate who works harder and has more judicial experience. She also continued attacks against Taylor, calling her a judicial activist.
Justice is not for sale, and we actually want someone on that court who is extremely law nerdy and boring and doesn't care about politics at all, and only cares about the law and the Constitution.
Lazar has raised significantly less money during the race than Taylor. She said electing her will send a message that the Supreme Court is not for sale. We Energies is once again delaying the retirement of two aging coal units at its Oak Creek power plant. As Joe Schultz reports, the utility now plans to keep the plant running through 2027.
The two units came online in the 1960s. They were previously scheduled to retire this year. It's at least the third time the retirement has been postponed. The utility says the move will boost reliability until new generation resources come online. It comes as We Energies is expected to see skyrocketing electricity demand in the coming years from data centers currently under construction. Amy Berrio is with the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin. She says the delay comes down to a lack of planning.
We Energies still clinging to this outdated and expensive and harmful way to produce electricity in this day and age is really outrageous.
She says burning coal is a major contributor to climate change and releases harmful pollutants. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Testing for some diseases is currently on pause at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but a leader at Wisconsin's state lab says that should not impact the diagnosis of illnesses moving forward. The CDC recently expanded a list of tests that are temporarily or permanently unavailable. The agency's review of the infectious disease testing they offer started in late 2024. Alan Bateman from the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene says the CDC has been the go-to place for rare diseases, but Wisconsin public health officials can still access testing through the nationwide network of state labs.
That's what we're here for, is to be a part of this system, working as a network. But really, we look forward to having CDC be strong again and really leading nationally for these esoteric things.
The affected diseases include everything from rare parasites to more common threats like COVID-19 and rabies. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a multi-state lawsuit against President Donald Trump's executive order on mail-in ballots. Trump's order directs federal agencies to create a list of U.S. citizens who are eligible to vote. It then requires the post office to only allow ballots to be mailed to those people. Call, a Democrat, joined 22 states and the District of Columbia in a federal court lawsuit looking to block the order. In a statement, Call said an executive order is not a, quote, royal decree. Election law experts say Trump's order likely violates the U.S. Constitution. A bill that would set up a similar system is stalled in the U.S. Senate. Coming up, Governor Tony Evers says he plans to use his power to commute prison sentences. No Wisconsin governor has done that for decades. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is about the food.
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, Democratic Governor Tony Evers said late last week he's taking steps to issue Wisconsin's first commutations in more than two decades. Sarah Lear has more on the governor's plan.
Wisconsin's constitution allows governors to reduce prison sentences by issuing commutations. But the last governor to use that power was Republican Tommy Thompson. That could soon change. Evers is creating a new board to advise him on which commutations should be granted. He says that board will consider factors like prison conduct records and personal growth. And he's asked to prioritize cases where people were sentenced as minors.
The human brain doesn't fully develop until someone's in their mid-20s, but there are folks who were sentenced as kids decades ago who are currently serving life or near-life sentences.
The governor says certain convictions will not be eligible for commutations, including sexual assault and physical abuse of a child. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll end the show with a quick check of your forecast. Cloudy, windy, and cold today, with highs only getting into the 30s and 40s. scattered rain and some scattered snow showers likely, especially in northern and eastern parts of the state. Wind gusts above 25 miles per hour at times as well. Overnight, mostly clear and still cold, with lows in the teens and 20s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. I've noticed a few more ratings and reviews for the show on Apple Podcasts lately. Shout out to everyone who's been leaving a rating, a review. We love hearing back from you. If you haven't yet, just leave a note wherever you're listening right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.